Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, coming to you live from Commander's Park out here in Ashburn. This is the day when Dan Quinn normally talks to the team. All right, and we're going to go right out to the park and take a listen.
Yeah, good to see you guys. Thought start off by just acknowledging, man, I'm really excited to get our team back to a normal practice schedule, and that's important for us. The individual skill work, the competition periods at practice, good on good, and the execution, all three phases working at full speed. So that's a big deal for us. So all that said, get ready to get rocking with you guys.
Along with that, what are some of the, you know, with Jaden, for example, you said he wasn't able to go. What are some of the things that maybe stood out in the games where you say that could be a lack of what we usually do in practice?
Timing, I would say, you know, whether it's matching a certain, you know, route, you know, to a coverage, you know, deep balls, deep overs, you know, just the exact timing, John, of some of the plays. So, and not to get it confused, we have practiced some, I meant just, you know, over and over the repetitions of it, the importance of that. And so that's what I'm looking forward to. And I am also looking forward to getting, we would do some good on good work on days like today and tomorrow. And you'll see that back ramped up as well.
And then, I know we ask you about Marshawn every time, so I'll just give, but what,
sure, yeah,
what is he, what do you
consistent,
what do you anticipate him being able to do today and then maybe this week?
He'll work off to the side today. So had a speed day over the weekend, more strength than that today. So work to the side, and then we'll see what tomorrow looks like if we're able to work him into, you know, some of the practices. But I'll have a better sense probably tomorrow afternoon, then into Friday, where it will go. But he'll work off to the side today.
Good point. Thank you. I don't know if we've asked about Austin Seibert much, but what's his status, and do you feel like he's got a chance to get going this week?
Yeah, we'll get him some work into practice today, and we'll see what today and tomorrow looks like. But he'll get work both today and tomorrow, and I think we'll probably have a better assessment when we get into the kickoffs and all that into tomorrow. So today, you know, ramp it up, and then tomorrow, full on to see where we stand.
And the guys that you brought over with you from Dallas, Dorrance and Dante and a couple other guys, what about them specifically, other than, like, obviously they're talented players, but you talked about, you know, changing the culture, things like that. How did you look at them in that regard as to what you wanted to accomplish here and why those guys specifically meant something to you?
Yeah, I think the line of scrimmage is a big deal, and I saw firsthand, you know, with Tyler and Dorrance and Dante, you know, what they could do and how they could affect the game. And so I knew having some people along those lines to maybe look around the corners as I was just getting started. Hey, what Dan's trying to say here might be X, Y, or Z. And then the addition of Noah as well, you know, was somebody that, although we didn't spend years together, I did get a sense of, like, what the worker was, the competitor was. He really just wanted a chance to compete. And that's, you know, something that he knew he would get the opportunity with us here, saying that was going to be kind of the central theme of what we were going to do. So that's kind of the backstory there.
Have you seen anything around the facility yesterday or today that shows you the benefits mentally or physically of getting that weekend off?
For sure, the energy today going in, and even Monday to a certain extent. And the reason I say that is it was back to tell the truth, the full extent of it. We had a chance to go through what we liked, what we didn't, and kind of discuss it and what's the individual skill work that we want to get better at. And so we were able to kind of outline that and make a, like, a really strong declaration. This is what we want to improve upon. And so, yeah, there was definitely a difference in them knowing what we're looking for at practice, you know, over the next few days, a ramped up speed part of that. That's a big deal for us.
I know you're a big process guy. Was there anything coming out of that short week or the way that you could change your normal practice schedule now that you feel like, oh, okay, this is how we can improve on that area going forward?
Like you're saying, like next year's Thursday game?
Next year's Thursday game, or even like, is there anything you learned from that short week that you could apply to a normal break?
No, probably more for the shorter week to say, you know, when you don't have a, you know, execute like you want, you first look from a coaching standpoint to say, was there too much? What is that the space to go to? So that's more, you know, I do an after action for every game. And each week you go through different things and you're always kind of tweaking it. But I like the process of the week. I don't like the result of it. But I did love the fight, the energy of the guys going into it. So that part was good. But the execution part, you know, I got some notes on that for sure.
Hey, good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon.
We've talked before about the tendency, obviously, Copycat League and all those things. When you look at the way that the Eagles employed their coverage plan to take Terry out of the game, how much does that impact your game planning for the next week and even future opponents to come?
Yeah, that's a great question on the copycat, because it goes on all three phases. You know, if something worked one space, you know, what does it look like in the next one? In this instance, really, it's going to come back to us and the way that we execute and play. And so we weren't pleased with our own style and execution of how we did it. But like I said, that's not to, you know, give them, I don't want to take away from their performance. And how do we adjust? We get to do that again in a month or so, and so we'll look forward to that. But in the meantime, back to our own structure to go. And if we do see a team trying to employ something that was effective, we generally keep that alive in our practice reps over the next 3 or 4 weeks, even if they don't have it, just to say, okay, a team may try that, to your point.
And in that vein, actually kind of already touched on it, but maybe a little bit deeper, when you have a tendency that's pretty firm, pretty strong, and has been successful, but one team maybe kind of cracks the code, is one opponent enough to get you to kind of come off that tendency, or do you need more opponents to say, like, hey, we figured this out?
For sure, to say, like, one's some, two's, you know, an occurrence, but three's a pattern to me. So I would say you're always looking to say, is there, you know, why one moment or one play in that way? But you know, I have a sense that some of that math will change.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Last couple of games, defense has largely played pretty well, but then there's just been these kind of backbreaker late big plays. How do you balance kind of the encouragement and the development with letting those guys know you got to finish that thing?
Yeah, you're exactly right. You don't want to negate, you know, 50 some minutes of good training, good plays to go, but you also don't want to minimize the other part. And the thing that I'd said, you know, for the players is, like, being battle tested is really important, and it doesn't happen during the easy moments. It happens during the hard moments, and those are the ones that you do have to go through. It sucks when you're going through them, but you do have to go and know, okay, this is the finishing time, this is the finishing moment, offensively, defensively, teams, whatever that looks like. So you have to stand up, talk the truth about it, and then how do you work on to go get that part right? Because it's more than just mindset of finishing, it's the execution of it all. And so I love that our team is becoming battle tested. Like I said, it's not easy to go through, and you do not It does not happen during the easy moments. You know, it happens during the difficult ones.
Speaking of the difficult moments, that O-line was really beat up, I think, Pittsburgh going into Philly. How much did the break help? Can we get a little specifics on Biotish and Wiley?
All are on the offensive line are full practice. So pool party time. That's good.
Did you say pool party time?
Yeah, I got a chick right there right off the bat. That's okay. Awesome.
Picturing a pool party. You know Mike
Daytime
McCarthy.
Daytime pool party chick.
I got you.
Daytime.
Daytime. All right. Well, then we can't hang. Okay?
Yeah.
Mike McCarthy, you know very well.
Yes.
So does Joe Witt. What
yep.
is that chess match like with guys that you know better than other coaches because you work with them?
Yeah, and it happens around the league, you know, of guys that you keep up with, you know, at different spots along the way. And Mike's like a phenomenal coach. I learned like so much from him in a lot of different ways, both on the field and off the field. So I know that you know that, and he has that same, you know, thoughts about some of the things that we've done. So there is a chess match, but at the end it's the guys executing and playing it out. And so that's a number one top of the pile, our execution, the speed at which we play. And so that's a number one at the top.
And you said this week that because Jaden was, you know, banged up, he didn't get a chance to practice as much. What do you want to see from him now down this stretch?
Back to playing the position with all the reps with the guys. And so that's a big deal, Chick, to make sure the throws, the different types, the movements out of the pocket, the runs, all of the things that when he plays quarterback, it's unique. And that's all the things that we have to practice outside the pocket, remaining a passer, down the field. And so you can script some of those, work some of those at the line, but I think just getting the timing really concise, that's a big deal for us.
Dan, you mentioned the ebbs and flows of a season and having the benefit of a Bobby Wagner, a Zach Ertz, veterans that have been through the ups and downs of a season. What does that do for a coach like yourself to maybe they can kind of control some things and help things in the locker room?
Yeah, I'll lean on players like that. These are the type of men that we'd all want to be led by. You know, talking about Wagner and Ertz and others that just have, you know, incredibly high standards about their work and how they go about it. And so leaning into them on the difficult times, that's what you should do because they're very steady. They're hard to get off course. They have just such conviction about how they do things, their standards. And so I definitely lean in on guys like that a lot.